This is the official podcast for casual anime fanatics. On today's episode, we're diving deep into Demon Slayer Season 3, Episode 4, titled Thank You, Tokito. Hello anime fans and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host, Jordo, and here with me as always is my co-host and kin, the baby brother Brennan. 2 weeks in a row we are recording without our oldest brother Colton because he is on shift at the old fire department, so We assure you everybody Colton is okay. He's just, you know, sometimes it's how the calendar works out. Sometimes he's working on Sundays. But what's going on with you, Brennan, in the anime world or other?
Anime world, decent little, good little week for me personally. Well, I think we talked about it last week, how I was watching some stuff, but in the regular world, just fucking long day today. Woke up at like 4:50 because I smelled shit in my room.
Basically, your dogs?
I had a sick dog. Just like, I guess, was trying to get out, maybe. We didn't hear him. I don't know. There's like shit right by the exit of our door. So, like, that got me up. And then, you know, we had to clean it. And it was like, they were probably sick because they, you know, our dogs are pretty trained. Like, the only time they poop is if, you know, they throw up or they're sick, I guess, because it was not good. So we had to clean that up early, you know, 4:50 in the morning. And then the F1 race was on at 6 a.m. Well, shit, I was just, I like woke up and I was like, damn, it stinks in here. it smells steamy. And then I was like, I got suspicious. So I turned on my phone flashlight and I started looking at the grounds. And then I saw like right by the door. One of them went, but then we had to like clean that shit up. So that was a big ordeal. Then I was like, shit, I wasn't going to watch the race, but now that I'm up and it's starting in 5 minutes, so I watched that. But yeah, and then I had to end up buying a steam cleaner, like the hose style, not the full vacuum, to like fully get the stain out the best we could, you know. Cause we're, you know, it's not a new house, but like we recently moved in and had like new carpet in all the bedrooms, so had to pick that shit up. But it worked good. Those things are legit, you know. Where like,
did you get it from Costco?
No, that one was more. Oh. We went to Walmart. They had a Hoover for $99. The Costco one was like $150. So I was like, just get that Hoover. It worked good, yeah, you know, sucked up, you know, you spray it down, then you scrub it, and then it sucks up the dirty water into a separate tank, so it's definitely cleaned it up. Like, it looks, now it's like the best looking part of carpet in the room, since it just got that fresh cleaning.
But we've got the same Hoover, I believe.
Yeah, it's pretty compact, too, so I figured it's a decent investment, now that we have carpet and rugs and stuff around, but that's just the day. But anime-wise,
nothing like waking up to the smell of shit.
Shit,
dog shit.
New experience. I just smelled steamy for some reason.
That's funny that it woke you up. Oh, damn. All right. So, yeah, anime wise, you still watching Mash Lee?
Yeah, I'm caught up on that 4 episodes, and shit's just good. I mean, I just like it just because it's the more episodes you watch, the more it's just like they're literally just. This is a Harry Potter spoof, like straight up, the One Punch Man, but with the Harry Potter spoof, you know, because it's not really like Black Clover, you know. I know Asta didn't have powers and magic's everything in that world, but it's more serious, I guess. You know what I mean? He's not like overly powerful.
Yeah,
like he still has. I mean, he can be at times, but he still has to work. Like he's like a match for people with magic, whereas he's kind of like overmatched. But it's pretty funny. I just like it. It's just a good watch. And then I did watch all of Hell's Paradise.
Nice. What did you think of Hell's Paradise?
It's good. We were hooked. Me and Darby watched. She watched that one with me. We started it last Sunday after the pod, and we were hooked. Watched all three, and yeah, it's a good anime. It'll probably be, I don't know. I mean, it's got the feel of it'll probably be the most popular one of the season. But I'm not watching anything else. I've seen some other ones that look good though, but that's where I'd put my money. Kind of got everything there. This past episode was a little bit slower than the rest, but it's been really good.
Nice. Yeah, so after we recorded last week, on your recommendation, I watched all of Mash Lee. So I'm fully caught up on that. But I do feel like, I don't know. So we're talking Demon Slayer this episode. It feels like Demon Slayer, this show is amazing. Nobody's denying it. But so far, how do you feel? Like, I feel like Hell's Paradise has just been more exciting in general.
I don't know. It's hard to tell because I was kind of thinking that at the beginning of this episode. But then as it gets into it, I'm like, damn, the Demon Slayer episodes go by so freaking fast. And I think it's just because I'm invested. And they're kind of, for what they are, they're kind of action-packed. But yeah, they use some clips again, like after commercial. And like they do some shots that like, it's not as bad as it is in like old OG Naruto or regular Shippuden, where they're like really cutting away to try to like kill time, like that kind of method. But you notice little things where they're trying to do it, I guess. But overall, I still think it moves really well. They could fit a little bit more in. There's definitely a little bit of stalling in the episodes for sure.
Yeah, I keep feeling like not a lot's happening.
Comes with anime. But if you really think about it, there's a lot of fighting going on. Like, I know it's short and it's not full battles, but because sometimes just even those little clips of like 40 seconds of like a fight animation, you know, can carry you a long way. And I think they're kind of surviving off those kinds of things. But I know what you mean, but probably not. I wouldn't probably say Hell's Paradise is better yet, but it's just a new anime and it kind of sucks you in right away. Whereas Demon Slayer, it's the old familiar formula.
Yeah, I'm also just feeling like the fight in this episode, like these are upper rank demons. And, you know, they're ranking higher than Gyotaro and the princess, the Hime girl, Orihime.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't feel like, and I know Tanjiro's stronger. I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I feel the opposite way. Like, I feel like he's doing about what you'd expect. Like, now that he's recovered, he's got a shit ton of battle experience. At first, I was getting ducked in the season. I was like, come on, like, why has he always had to get his ass kicked? Like, we're past that. Like, I know these are upper six, but I feel like he's at that rank. Like, yeah, he probably shouldn't be able to beat this thing on his own. But he should be able to do what he's done and like hold his own, make a couple moves, surprise them, and, you know, use his intuition, like they said, to figure some things out. So I felt like this is the first episode where he's felt like where he should be. Because whenever he was like fighting Yorichi, Zero, and then the first time he encountered the Mist Hashira, where he like beat his brakes off real quick, like that's what I didn't like.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad I'm the only one feeling the way I'm feeling. If this is your first time listening, we'd like to take a moment and welcome you to That Anime Podcast. With Demon Slayer Season 3 now airing, we're on Episode 4 here. You can count on us to release weekly episodes dedicated to each episode of Demon Slayer this season. We dive deep into each of these 11 episodes, so tell everybody that you know watches Demon Slayer to tune in. And if you have not already, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify. The reviews help us a great deal. In fact, it helps us reach more casual anime fanatics just like you. So thank you in advance for those. Episode synopsis for this episode number 4, titled Thank You Tokito. There is no synopsis, but I'll just make one up here on the fly. Basically, the fight with Hontenku. Is that his name? Hontengu? Yeah, Hontengu. Continues with Tanjiro, and Moichiro Tokita saves Kutetsu, the little swordsmith. That's basically what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing really conclusive other than at the very end, Konroji's on her way. That's really the only... I mean, you're right. There's some things that happened, and I've got some notes, so let's go ahead and go through this.
Yeah.
The episode starts off with Tokido saving Kotetsu. He remembers what Tanjiro said, which I wrote it down this time. He said, "Whatever you do for others comes around to help you as well in the end." He remembers that shit, and he's like, "Oh, damn, I'm about to go save this kid." He saves him, and he chops off the head of this, it looks like Magikarp, honestly.
Yeah, carp,
a giant Magikarp. Yeah, he decapitates it, and then the opening song plays.
But he didn't. It grew back first. He had to cut off the pot of greed first.
Yep.
And then, yeah, so that's, obviously, it's like things got a pot on its head. Like, obviously, you have to cut that shit off, but
yeah,
he figured it out second swing.
Yep, he cuts the face on the second swing, and then this thing actually dissolves as if he decapitated it, and Tokito is like, "Ah, so it was a blood demon art." So these fish are coming from that other demon, the upper rank 5? Yeah, upper rank 5 demon. I don't remember his name. He's in the vase. He's got like the hands for... His eyes are like mouths or something.
I don't remember his name either.
Yeah. We'll find out whenever they actually fight the guy. Kotetsu, he's begging Tokito to save Haganezuka. He said he's been working on the sword and he can't afford for it to be stopped. And this is when Muichiro thinks back to what the leader said to him. So apparently the Mist Hashira Muichiro Tokita, he has some memories that he's lost, which explains why he's so cold. And so the leader found him, told him, "All you've got to do is what you want to do, save who you want to save, and slowly but surely the mist in your mind will clear." So, for some reason, what Tanjiro said to him, being whatever you do for others comes around to help you as well in the end, that really struck a chord with his memory, so he's following that instinct to try and get more of his memories back. So I'm assuming he's going to save.
You think it was that? I mean, I guess that did in a way. I thought the act of him saving somebody and that person being grateful and asking him for help triggered it. So, I mean, you're right, technically. I didn't think the words struck a chord. I thought the actions that he took from the words reminded him of something, because he kind of like saved it. And then when that kid was like begging for help and like saying sorry for calling him seaweed head and stuff, he kind of remembered it then.
Yep, I think you're right. I think it was the words of the little swordsmith. In the master's name. Cannot remember that either. The master, we'll just call him the master. But yeah, he's got memories that he's trying to find. They're lost. Now we go back over to Tanjiro fighting Hontengu. The Hontengu that is called Joy. He looks like a flying imp. He cuts off his head from the jaw up. Of course, he grows it back. Tanjiro gets hit with a sonic boom after it spawns into 2 different demons. And he's like, "Sweet, I confirmed it. It is getting weaker the more it splits." So you called that shit last week, Brennan. The more that it splits, the weaker it gets.
I don't know if I said that. I may have. I just knew it was going to be like a Hydra situation type thing. I don't know. This
You did specifics. Say it because I knew that that's where it was going. And when you said it, I was like, yeah, we'll see. But good call. So these things can only split a finite amount of times before they start getting weaker. And Tanjiro points out that right now they're strong emotions. It's like sorrow, anger, joy,
pleasure was one of them,
and pleasure, I guess. Which one was pleasure? Was that the one with the fan?
I don't know. The top right, whenever they showed all 4 together, I just remember I can like picture the little thing in my head.
Okay,
like, you know, when it showed all 4 of them with the kanji.
Yeah. So Tanjiro still doesn't. We still don't know how the heck we're supposed to kill these things. He's cutting their tongues. Their heads.
You're gonna cut all the tongue. You got to cut all the tongues off at once.
Maybe.
They got
too easy.
They got about five people ready to square up, so they should have enough people. They got to cut the tongues while the fifth person slashes through all their necks simultaneously. It's a pretty easy move to pull off.
Well, they've got Moichiro, Genya, Tanjiro. That's it. Oh, and Kanroji. So they'll have four people total. So if they're fighting four, I guess it's... Oh, and Nezuko.
Yeah, that's why I said five. So they have one for every part, right. You know, and then they can split them into weaker and then slash the tongues, and then someone can go down the line. Like, really, Zenitsu would be the one you want for that. You know, he could do his first form and just slash right down the neckline. You get them all lined up for him.
Yeah, hit him with that thunder clapping cheeks and flash.
Yeah, that'd be the move. get them all lined up first.
So this flying imp, his talons are apparently sharp enough to smash diamonds, which they found it worth mentioning. But this whole scene of like the imp flying down and like scratching with the talons, it seemed like the animation was a little bit lazy.
I don't know. It's just classic aerial battle. Like, I'm going to come in, swoop, and get you. This was the part. I know why you said you feel the way about Tanjiro. This part was the part where it's kind of like, dude, why? It's like, why do you always have to freaking cut the fuck up, like, at the start of every battle? Know. Like, you can dodge these. Like, I was kind of at that point kind of like, dude, why are you taking so many scratches right now? Like, dodge a couple, cut him, like, because he really is just swooping down. Like, if anything, just use your speed to get the heck far out of the way, you know. And I mean, I know he's trying to get back to you, so there's more things. I just felt like he did take too many hits early on, which I know they can, you know, breathe to recover that, but it's like, he ain't a tank. Like, I don't know why he's trying to take all this damage.
I know. This whole fight with the bird, everything about it was cringe for me.
Shit, I don't know about just that early part. Like, I thought it got good whenever he, like, got a cut in on it the first time, and then obviously when he, like, drove it all the way back to the building.
You think him hitching a ride on that thing by stabbing it in the mouth backwards was like a well thought out plan?
I mean, I don't know if it's well thought out. I just felt like once that part happened, it got good because the Nezuko, the 60 seconds of Nezuko fighting was probably the best fight animation of the episode.
Yes.
And that's where I went back to my end feelings. Like, okay, it's pretty good. Like, because you don't get, like, this quality of a fight in a lot of animes. You know, I know it's, like, a shorter version because, obviously, the fight's going to keep growing to a bigger and bigger scale. And I said this last week, maybe the week before, how it's, like, they're all going to be separated, and then eventually they're all going to, like, come together for the final part. You know, just the classic Demon Slayer final battle, you know? Everybody's kind of doing their own thing, and then they're going to meet in an open field somewhere or destroyed city and, you know, finish the job together. These are just little build-ups right now.
Well, Nezuko and Genya, they're fighting the other three demons. Genya was stabbed last episode, if you recall. Genya, like a boss, pulls out his little sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah, you've been seeing, the memes are like American breathing because he uses the gun.
Yeah. American breathing. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, he blows off the head of one of these demons, which was pretty freaking sweet.
You caught the Bakugo this week, though, right? You heard it,
I
right?
did. Yeah, now that I know, it's uncanny. Yeah, it's definitely him.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, they hired him, and they're like, just do the Bakugo, and he was like, I can do that for you.
He's like, you sure you don't want any variation? Nope, we want Bakugo. Okay, Bakugo it is. Right after he blows this guy's head off, it grows back, and the demon, its name is Aizetsu, it pulls its spear out from Genya, starts letting him bleed out. It's not looking good for him. Genya starts chanting, Shikoku, Gijugi Kokorokuon, Yodai.
What did they
Kusu.
Say it was called?
The Amida Sutra.
It reminds me of like hand signs, like, in early Naruto, like when Kakashi fought Zabuza, like whenever he was copying his hand signs when they're standing on the water, and he thought how the heck is he doing it? They're like chanting the signs, kind of like that. They're like, I don't know, I can't do it. But do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember
they're
that.
They're like, I think they're like calling out. They were chanting while they were doing the hand signs, and like that's what it sounded like. I don't know if it's the same thing, but that's what I thought of for some reason.
Yeah, they called it the Amida Sutra.
Yeah, some sort of sutra.
Higenya, he dodges a strike, and he ends up behind the guy ready to slash his head off, but then he gets hit by the lightning, and in order to stop the lightning, he blows the lightning guy's right hand off with his gun. So Genya, we haven't known much about him already. What are your thoughts about this guy?
I mean, I need to figure out like what his bloodline is. Like, obviously, he's got some invincibility trait deep rooted in his bloodline because like he can take a freaking spear to the gut and like move around pretty good. And he's obviously not super worried about it. You know, I know it's an anime too, but we haven't seen too many people come back.
Yeah, because at this point, even the demons are like, they're not understanding why he's not dead yet.
Or even just the fact that he's moving, you know, like I know like Inosuke can like move his organs or whatever, but he typically, I don't know, he's moving like he's good. And I think those chants heal him. So either he has some type of gene from his family, or it's, either way, it's from the family. Maybe they're like, have some like, religion or rituals that they follow where they like can heal themselves really quickly. Like, same as the breathing, but maybe he like chants it and it like gives him invincibility frames, you know? Like in the like in the middle of a dodge in a video game, you get that invincibility frame. That's what his chants do, because he's obviously not dying.
Whatever the shit is. Yeah, whatever the shit is, if only Rengoku-san could have known about this when he took a whole right to his center mass.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. That's why I'm like, this guy's kind of OP.
Yeah.
And it's also like, it looks like it went through his spine. I'm just like, man, you get that spine, you know, that's like your nerves, like your brain ain't working, but I guess the spear didn't go through.
Yeah, so now we go over to the one fighting Nezuko, and it's like, all right, I'm done playing with this girl. He kicks a hole through her stomach. She's like, ugh! And then he starts to rip off her arms. She fights back, kicks his jaw backward, which is pretty her kicks, man. Even the demon's like, holy shit, this girl can kick. She can. And then she sets his ass on fire with her pink flames that burn demons.
That's blood. It has to be her blood that burns her own blood.
Her blood,
so
demon.
She ripped off her own arm so the blood would splatter on him. Because he was already gripping it, but she just went ahead and let that shit happen, like, on purpose, basically, so the blood would shoot, and then she set his ass on fire.
And it worked, so like, and then she took his giant fan and blew his ass away with it.
Yeah, is that like, I don't know, Darby said that, she was like, I think that fan was in the opening, so I think she's going to keep it. And then I was like, yeah, that makes sense, it kind of suits her, but then, like, that dude showed back up and had it again, so I was like, ah, maybe not, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it would be, I guess it'd be okay. It's kind of they probably wouldn't want like a main character to have that though, to be honest. Now that I'm thinking about it, like someone in the main group just able to freaking send someone a mile away anytime they want.
Just think about the traveling you could get done with that thing. Just like point it backwards and blast yourself into the sky a mile.
Like those dudes that speed run Breath of the Wild.
That's basically what it's like.
On the trees that just hit themselves straight in.
Yeah, you hit yourself on a log, get the log going, and then you jump on the log and travel all the way to Hyrule Castle.
That's the shit that they could be doing around.
So the lightning guy ends up grabbing her. He stabs her through the mouth. It's pretty gruesome, and through the back of the neck. And then he has his lightning just shocking her, like basically keeping her... prisoner to the shock, and it's driven into the ground. It's pretty brutal to look at.
Yeah, they always be doing like some brutal, especially to Nezuko. Like, she always just like gets effed up, like gets both her legs ripped off, her arm ripped off, like a staff in the throat. I mean, I get it, she's a demon, so it's like, I guess they do that because is the only one who can live from it, but it's like she's always getting the crud beat out of her.
She is. And you know that the demons still feel pain is the crazy thing. So she's like feeling all that shit. Like, she's just not dying from it.
Yeah, but it's just like, if once you feel it, once you've lost your arm like 7 times, you're just like, at that point, you're just willing to get rid of it to win a fight.
Talk to my boy Subaru from ReZero and see if he agrees.
Yeah, but he's always been a little punk.
I'm pretty sure that it doesn't matter how many times you get your arm ripped off, it probably fucking sucks every time.
Yeah, it does, but I'm just saying, like, in the heat of a fight, like, whenever it's like your survival, you're like, this shit'll grow back. Like, you could do it again, you know, like.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to think of something that we do that hurts us, but, like, you kind of do it again if you have to.
Yeah. Maybe, like, getting a hangover.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's not really a good comparison for getting your arm ripped off, but.
No, not really.
Maybe getting up and going to work every day, just some shit like that.
So now we go back over to Genya. He's fighting the spear guy still, and he can't believe he's still alive. Genya starts chanting again. And now Tanjiro, this is where he hijacks the flying demon. So he lets the flying demon almost hit him, dodges it, and then he stabs his sword through the back of the demon and into its mouth to hitch a ride. And he's like, just like I thought, he's light. Otherwise, these wings wouldn't be able to carry him. And then the flying demon latches its talons into Tanjiro's back, and he just steers it with his sword all the way back to the place that Nezuko is. And it works. Not going to question it too much. It all just felt a little bit weird to me.
Yeah, it's not the stupidest thing that happened, but yeah, there's some, like, logistics around it, you know?
And I get it, because in the manga, obviously, you don't have to, like, show how it happens. You just show, like, here's what happens. They crash back into where they are, but in the show, you know, you've got to actually show how it gets there. You can't just
skip.
Yeah,
they maybe shouldn't have, like, maybe if they made the fight a little bit closer and Tanjiro was, like, inching back and then, like, he just did it in, like, one big push, but it's, like, they actually showed the perspective distance that they were flying, so that's what made it, I think. Like, they, like, turned back, and he's coming from at least a mile, 2 miles away, you know, riding in. It wasn't like just, like, because they could have made it, like, the momentum of him jumping and stabbing him and him being so light, like, because, you know, people in anime get fucking kicked and fly pretty far, but, like, yeah, it was, like, that distance where he was just flying at that point.
I know. It was a little bit weird. So Tanjiro crashes into the building. He sees that Nezuko's still being shocked. First thing he does, though, is cut off that bird's foot, uses it to block the thunder guy's staff, because since it's made of the same flesh, it's lightning resistant. And this is when the demon acknowledges, like, dang, this guy's got battle experience. He's able to think on his feet. This guy's trouble.
It's like kind of, I don't know, we watch anime, it's kind of dumb for him to say that if you think about it, but that's like, that's the stuff that I need people saying when people are growing, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't have Krillin and Piccolo on the sidelines to say that, you have to have the villain to do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's the kind of shit that I like to see that, you know, because it is.
I like whenever we get acknowledgement.
Yeah, he's made it through some shit, like, he should be able to hang. He should have, like, grown some intuition and be able to think on his feet. Like, he shouldn't feel, obviously his life's in danger, but he shouldn't feel too out of place in this fight.
No.
Like, I understand the first one against Akaza, like, they were kind of thrust into that shit a little bit. But after, you know, the, what do they call that arc? The Party City arc?
The entertainment district.
Yeah, the entertainment district arc. Yeah, he's pretty much ready.
Yeah, so he blocks the demon's lightning with the demon bird foot, cuts his tongue because he realizes that cutting their tongue makes them take longer to regenerate. He uses that opportunity to pull the staff from Nezuko. And then as soon as he pulls the staff out, he sees that it's coming for the back of his head. But right after he saves Nezuko, she returns the favor and saves him and is basically resisting the guy with the staff. And here comes the dude with the freaking giant fan again. And he waves it at Tanjiro and Nezuko, and it blasts them down to the bottom floor of the building.
Some bleach.
And I have
right
to say,
there.
It,
like,
yeah,
man,
it always feels like
pressure.
Spiritual pressure.
Yeah, that's right.
It always does.
Anytime anybody gets slammed to the floor and you're like, oh, this pressure.
Yeah. And I can feel hear the fucking music in my head every time the spiritual,
like,
pressure builds.
The high frequency sound that it makes.
Oh, yeah. So they're both unconscious from this. They got knocked out by the fan. Now the swordsmith, like bell ringer, is letting everybody know. He's ringing the bell. He's like, everybody, we're under attack. Purple koi are everywhere attacking the swordsmiths, which I'll say they're all ass at fighting. Like, not a single one is doing any good.
I mean, these are pretty good, like, demons, though, if you think about it. Like, there's, like, I know they're just, like, fish fodder, but it's, like, at least they're coming from, you know, an upper-ranked demon, so they got to be pretty solid, and they have a blood art.
I don't know. I just still feel like you would, like, have some formal training.
I mean, these things are strong, you know? It's kind of like the Cell Juniors, you know, like, they're just junior cells, but they're, like, literally were fucking up all the Z Fighters. Like, Gohan was the only one who could kill them. Like, everybody else was just getting the shit kicked out by the little ones. Like, so that's how I'm looking at these guys. Like, and these dudes aren't swordsmen either, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. We talked about it last, that they should have some sort of technique, which I'm sure they do, but it's also, like, they got to master their craft, so.
Put in those hours. I get it. It's just, you know, just it's unfortunate. Not a single one of them can fight.
I mean, it's just going to be cooler whenever the two Hashira show up and give a good scene of just a bunch of easy kills.
So right now, it's not looking good. So Morichiro Tokita is going to save Haga Nezuka and the other guy, Koronori or whatever. So he's not coming anytime soon. He's going with the little swordsmith to save the other swordsmiths. So really the only hope for Genya, Nezuko, Tanjiro against these four demons that make up Hontengu is Kanroji, which she's on the way, and the episode ends with her saying, "All right, I'm going to give it my all."
I think she'll kill all the fish in town. Maybe not. Because I still think that Genya can... I think Genya's going to pull a move, and then it's going to give time for Tanjiro and Nezuko to get up, and then they can kind of settle in from there.
Well, the annoying thing about these demons is, like, it's not that they can't beat them. It's just that, how do you fucking kill them?
Yeah, that's how it is with... It seems to be with... Well, besides Akaza, like, he was our first experience to, like, the upper rank, and he was actually worried about getting his head cut off. You know, like, he didn't let it happen, but yeah, like, the last two, they're just like, cut my shit off, like, I can just grow back. Which makes sense, because they're upper-ranked demon, but it'd be nice to just have, like, I don't know, just like a classic demon who is like, I want to go ahead and protect my head, but I'm good at fighting, so you won't get to my head, where it's like, kind of makes these demons feel like they're pretty strong, but they're also...
They're only good because they can't be killed, not because they can actually, like, go, like, toe-to-toe with fighting.
If they had their powers but couldn't get their head cut off, it's like they would maybe be like not even in the top 10 or upper, you know, lower of the, you know, not be four and five, it'd be like 8 and 9 or something.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I'm feeling like. That's kind of why this fight has been annoying. It's like, why are these guys ranked higher than Gyotaro and Warabhime, because it doesn't seem like their fighting prowess is near on the level.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see, but yeah, Gyotaro and them, like, they still seemed realistic. Like, hers made, like, she never got beheaded, Warabhime, because she had the ribbon, and then the ribbon was, like, because it would be loose, it was hard to cut. And then Gyotaro, he was just a fucking good fighter, but then the only thing they really had was, like, you have to behead us at the same time. Which is like, you can get behind that, but now it's just like, this dude's just like, as long as I got one head, I'm good.
Yeah, and even then, we still don't know how they kill him.
Yeah, but we'll see. Like, I'm sure he'll impress me later on, but yeah, right now, he seems like he sucks, just because, not that he sucks, but like, obviously people have been, you know, Nezuko's taking a head off, like, Genku?
Hontengu?
No, Bakugo's name. Genya?
Oh, Genya.
Genya's like got like three
Shinzagawa.
To four. He's got three or four heads on his. Like, I feel like he shot off two last episode and cut one. And then this episode, I think he shot off another. And then Tanjiro's cut off like three. So, like, the heads have been falling, basically. And the tongues have been getting sliced. That's why, for an intro to a demon, like, he's definitely been getting wrecked as far as headcount.
Yeah, he's actively losing. He's just not dying. That's the thing. It's weird.
Pretty much. I mean, it's a good method, like, I guess. He's just like, it's like a fighter who just like hangs in there like Rocky or something, just takes a beating, and then like
that's basically what's going on.
He's getting in some cuts and hits on other people there. They'll just, their bodies aren't as strong, so they'll wear it down eventually, and that's just how he wins.
Yeah, we've just got some ground to cover because this was episode 4. You know, next week's episode 5, and that's, you know, basically halfway through the season.
Yeah,
this is 11
fine,
episode
like,
season.
Because we're still, between like the opening, we're definitely going to get some, like a full episode of backstory on Muichiro, like Tokito, like that's happening. I'm prepared for that. Hopefully they just because I'm trying to see some shit go down, like I want, whenever they do his backstory, I just want it to be that episode and be done. I hope they don't do like the fight's going on. He remembers a bit of it, then the fight continues, and then it goes into the next week where he's like having the memories within the fight to give us the flashback.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather be like, give us his backstory, you know, at the beginning of a fight of an episode or whatever. That's done with. We're with him. We're behind him. We understand him. And then like let the fight go down. And then I don't know if we're going to have that for Kanroji. It doesn't seem like it, but then like I was really watching the ending today, like just like the anime and trying to like read into it, which endings aren't always the best. They're not like openings where you can, you know, gain a lot, but sometimes you can. It looks as if they may be dropping some backstory on her. So if they do that, then there's for sure 2 full episodes, whether they show it in that format, that are going to be taken up. And then this fight deserves at least 4 of like straight fighting.
Yeah, there's gonna be some fighting. That's for damn. I mean, there's one thing this season is showing us is there's gonna be fighting. I mean, the fighting's gonna be going for the remainder of the season for sure.
I mean, usually some demons get slayed in this show, so yeah,
there will be some demons slayed. But you got anything else to add to this episode?
Nope, it's a good episode. You know, it's just. It's weird how all the shows of the season are on like episode 4 right now, like with everything I'm watching. So,
yeah.
I'm just excited. Yeah, if you haven't watched Mashley and you think you'd like that stuff we kind of talked about, check it out. And then if you like Demon Slayer, I feel like you'll like Hell's Paradise. It's a little darker, I guess, some of the stuff. Definitely more gory, but you'll probably like it. So,
yeah.
Anybody
it's
who's
it's
not
worth
watching anything in the new season, those are. Recommendations.
Yeah, and so myself, Colton, and our friend Barrow, we will be doing at some point, probably this week, we'll do a quick review of the quintessential quintuplets movie that is available on Crunchyroll. So I know you don't watch that show, Brennan, so you won't be on that episode, but anybody that is watching that show and watching that movie, you can expect a light review from us because we got some thoughts.
Speaking of movies, anybody who's seen Suzume, go listen to our podcast episode on it. Good anime movie, good outing for Shinkai. And then if anybody's noticed on Crunchyroll, there's now a category that is called If You Like Suzume, and it has movies in it.
Hey.
So I was looking at that. Your name is in there, but I watched one Friday night. It's called The Boy and the Beast or The Beast and the Boy. And the reason I watched it was in that If You Like Suzume, but I've seen stuff of this anime like that it's good and like you need to watch if you like anime movies, and it's freaking good. So that's my recommendation. So go to that category and look for The Boy and the Beast or The Beast and the Boy. I can't remember which order, but it's a sweet movie.
Yeah,
just a last minute recommendation.
I love the categories that Crunchyroll comes up with.
You're at the bottom is my favorite.
Yeah,
have you ever made it there?
they've got one called the Mappa Collection.
Oh shit! Yeah, whenever I was trying to start Hell's Paradise like before me and Darby watched it a couple times and kept freezing, so I didn't watch it. But then like I almost didn't start it again because I was like. It kept starting on episode 4 because I couldn't get to load and go back to episode 1. you guys talked about it, but I hadn't seen it yet. But I was like, I thought it was like a motorcycle anime because I kept every time I
told you.
I know every time I freaking kept trying to start it, I would just see like the engines rev. I'd be like, I don't know if I like this, but I'll give it a try. And then once I finally, a few days later, me and Darby sat down to watch it. I like turned in the map and I was like, oh yeah, they said that they have that new opening.
I fucking told you, it throws you off every time. You're like, what is this motorcycle? Oh yeah, it's fucking MAPPA.
Yeah, I'm used to it now, but yeah, like originally I was like, this episode 4's already got. So I was thinking when Hell's Paradise, and I had read the thing, I was thinking it was going to be like more modern, like the island they're going to is going to be more modern, like an abandoned city, and they were going to have like vehicles, you know, like kind of more like a Walking Dead scenario, like there's stuff around. And then I was, yeah, surprised that it was, you know, not in that era.
Oh yeah, that's from a long ass time ago. But alright, well everybody, I have nothing else. I'm Jordo.
Brennan.
We are the Evans Bros, also known as the Casual Anime Fanatics. Thank you every single one of you for listening. Tell everybody you know, have a great week, and as always, peace out.